This is VOA News via remote. I'm Coral Bowman. Hundreds took to the streets of Mandalay, Myanmar's second largest city, on Monday to continue to protest last month's military coup. Large protests have occurred daily across many cities and towns since the February 1st takeover, and security forces have responded with ever greater use of lethal force and mass arrests. At least 18 protesters were shot and killed on February 28 and 38 on March 3rd, according to the United Nations. And more than 1,500 people have been arrested, the Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners said. Myanmar's labor unions, meanwhile, issued a joint call for a nationwide work stoppage beginning Monday, with the goal of full extended shutdown of the Myanmar economy. Australia has suspended its defense cooperation program with Myanmar, its foreign affairs minister said Monday, amid an intensified crackdown by the country's military on massive protests against last month's coup. Australia will also redirect immediate humanitarian needs to Rohingyas and other ethnic minorities, the minister said in a statement. Canberra will also continue to demand the immediate release of Sean Turnell, an economist and advisor to deposed leader Aung San Suu Kyi, authorities have said. Turnell has been detained with limited consular access since the February 1st coup that overthrew Myanmar's elected government. The Southeast Asian country has been plunged into turmoil after the army took over control of the country and detained elected leaders. And Oprah Winfrey's interview with former British royals Meghan and Harry has produced several revelations. From Meghan saying she experienced suicidal thoughts to Harry saying he felt trapped in royal life. This is VOA News. Pope Francis, before wrapping up his visit to Iraq, released a white dove during a prayer for war victims while visiting Iraq's ruined city of Mosul. Francis, on a historic trip to Iraq, flew into Mosul by helicopter to encourage the binding of sectarian wounds and to pray for the dead of any religion. Mosul's old city is home to ancient churches and mosques that were destroyed in 2017 during the bloody battle by Iraqi forces and an international military coalition to drive out the Islamic State. Corruption and infighting among Iraqi politicians still slows efforts to rebuild the city, and large parts of it remain in ruins. The Pope was visibly moved by the devastation around him and prayed for all of Mosul's dead. The United States and South Korea have reached agreement in principle on a new arrangement for sharing the costs of the American troop presence, which is intended as a bulwark against the threat of North Korean aggression, both countries have announced. The State Department's Bureau of Political Military Affairs said the deal includes a negotiated increase in Seoul's share of the costs, but it provided no details. The Bureau wrote on Twitter that the agreement, if finalized, would reaffirm the U.S.-South Korean Treaty Alliance as the linchpin of peace, security, and prosperity for Northeast Asia. South Korea's foreign ministry on Monday issued a similar statement saying the two countries are seeking to tentatively sign the deal. It said the agreement came after 3 days of face-to-face talks in Washington. Equatorial Guinea authorities say a series of explosions at a military barracks in Equatorial Guinea killed at least 20 people and wounded at least 600 others. The country's president said in a statement that the explosion was due to the negligent handling of dynamite in the military barracks in Bata. The defense ministry released a statement saying that a fire in a weapons depot in the barracks caused the explosion of high-caliber ammunition. It said the provisional toll was 20 dead and 600 injured, adding that the cause of the explosions will be fully investigated. And the fate of a former Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into George Floyd's neck as the black man said he couldn't breathe will be decided by 12 jurors who will be picked after extensive grilling about their views. Jury selection begins Monday in the trial of Derek Chauvin, who is charged with second-degree murder and manslaughter in connection with Floyd's death. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.